The top prospects game was held. Team Cherry versus Team Orr. It was all Team Orr on this night, a 6-0 win. And our next guest was in attendance, and appreciate him, on short notice, joining us here in the show this morning. He is the assistant GM of the Calgary Flames, Craig Conroy. Craig, good morning.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you doing?
Couldn't be better. I'm better now, eh, that I get to talk to you.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. You're quite welcome. So last night, a lopsided game. Is it difficult when one team doesn't generate offense to, from a scouting perspective, if nothing else, to gauge what it is you're watching?
Well, it is tough. I mean, and you know, you don't want to put too much stock in those games, but you want to see how guys kind of compete. It's a big game. I mean, you look at the one whole section, it's just scouts. It's amazing how many scouts are there. Even in the press room before, there's probably, you know, they set up banquet tables. That's how many guys it were. So for every one player, there was 20 scouts. That's the way I looked at it last night.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's tough. You want a close game, a competitive game. You know, last year was tight. But this year was just a complete blowout by the white team.
I have talked to some people who've had a chance to see Connor McDavid in person and have been absolutely blown away. That you can read about him, you can hear other people's accounts of him, and then when you see him, you come away even more impressed. Has that been the experience with you?
I think so. I saw him last year also, but you know, last year at the World Juniors, okay. You know, I'm thinking, oh, I'm waiting for him to kind of be that guy. And then this year, every time I've watched him, it's pretty exciting. His hands, speed, the way he kind of thinks the game, it's another level. I mean, you just see the way he can stop, turn, go, get himself out of trouble, the plays he makes, how strong he's in the skates. It's definitely fun to watch him. You know, you'd love to be able to get him on your team, but he's probably going to be first overall, so that'd be, that makes it tough.
Yeah, I would think. Well, you guys and you're winning, hey? You had to go winning a bunch of games.
Screwed it up, Craig.
Yeah, you screwed
it. I would much rather be in the playoffs.
I know you would. We'll talk about that. And without naming names, I guess everybody goes there and expects to be impressed by certain prospects. Disappointed in anyone, maybe? Were you going with, like you say, it's one thing to watch McDavid, but the further down you go, the prospects that'll maybe go in the 10, 15, 20 range. Did you come away kind of wanting for some of the other performances?
You know, I think I didn't personally put much on the guys that didn't play well. I said that I've seen before. It's the guys that did play well that kind of, oh, I got to get in and see this guy again. He's maybe better than I thought. That's kind of, because in that game, it's one game, nerves, you're not playing with these guys. You know, I thought the Brandon pair played really well on defense together. With Pilon and Provorov, those two guys were probably, you know, they look comfortable. They play together. They just, it's natural for them. Other guys didn't get to play together. So, you know, that makes a big difference, I think. But the Carlo kid, you know, big skater, you know, I don't think he's going to just wow me, but he's a solid player. I mean, I don't think he didn't play unbelievable, but he didn't play bad. So those are the kind of things, you know, you just don't want to put too much stock in it and write a guy off, oh, he can't play because of the prospect.
So, is this kind of the last real opportunity? Because from here, the junior teams will get into their postseason, and some kids will be there, and some other maybe prospects their team won't make the playoffs. Is this is really kind of getting down to the short strokes here, right?
Well, I think, you know, we just had our amateur meetings here in Niagara right before the game, so you know we're working on our list and we're getting it, and now we're saying, hey, you know what? We got to get some more viewings on player X, Y, and Z. You know, we're going to see him tonight, but for the guys that haven't seen him or don't feel comfortable with him, we got to make sure we get in and see him. We got to know exactly where everybody fits in and where we think who's going to be the best player, wherever we pick, who's going to be the best player at that pick. You know, that's kind of what we're doing. So it gives us, you know, we have a good idea who we like. Did a lot move from September, the early meetings? Yeah, for sure. It's weird how I'm like, ooh, that guy moved way up. Like, you know, when this guy stayed and, you know, this guy went down, then to hear why, you know, what the scouts are thinking. It's interesting. But, you know, now is a time where we say, okay, we know most of the guys well. Whatever scouts haven't seen it, that's when the crossover starts coming in. So that's what goes on. And you know what? Before you know it, the season's over. So you got to get your viewings in when you can.
He's Craig Conroy, the assistant GM of the Calgary Flames, here on the Lube City Mobile One Sportsnet Hotline. Lube City Express Oil Change, featuring Mobile One, warranty approved to change for the better.
Hey, Craig, the Adirondack Flames have a pair starting tonight, a home-and-home with Rochester. I wonder if you'll have your eyes on that squad, given that you just sent three guys down from the big club to join them.
You know what? I'm going to go watch some college games, but Ronnie Sutter and Brad Pascoe are going to go in Rochester tonight and then back home and watch the next couple games. But, you know, we'll be, with a few guys, we're sure going to play tonight. And I don't know about those guys that just got sent down. I think they might actually not play. So, but I'm always keeping track of scores and seeing who's doing well and, you know, get the reports after the game, which is fun. But, hey, the team's played great there. The guys are battling. We didn't have a great start, but we really turned it on there after the slow start.
And you've got a real good push from the forward group. I don't know that organizationally, can you remember a year when you've had so many guys knocking on the door that theoretically could step in and help the NHL club?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, you really look at it. I can't remember that. I mean, when I first, started on this side of working in management, I thought we had okay guys, we're not prospects where you're, but now I'm like, I actually can't wait to see these guys come up. I mean, even guys, like Bryce and Wolf, and they've been pushing. I mean, they're working hard down there. They're maybe not the big name guys that you're hearing about all the time, but they're actually pushing to make a. They want to make the team too, so they're not taking a backseat to anybody down there. But then, Sven's really turned on his game. I mean, I think that's the one guy people probably want to know about. His game's gotten much better, and I wouldn't be surprised at some point if we see Sven back, and hopefully he can bring that confidence with him.
I'm curious about Joni Ortio. Obviously, what can you say about the five-game span that he just had? A tough one in Anaheim, but prior to that, you couldn't want anything more from a guy coming up to help you out. He goes back to Adirondack. Can you... Again, I don't know if you can. I'm curious, what is the plan as you in management have it for him over the next 2 weeks?
Well, I mean, obviously, with the All-Star break, with everything going on, we just it's tough to carry three goalies in the NHL. I mean, that it just limits you. And, in the end, Hiller and Rommel are our guys. Hey, we love Oreo. He played great. He came in. The coaching staff was happy. Everything is kind of on track for Orts, but, you really have to at some point, hey, he's kind of had his run, and now we got to get Hiller and Ramo going here. So, we'll send him back, and you just never know. I mean, with injuries, with different things coming and going, but, at some point, I think he played amazing. I mean, he definitely helped himself, and that's what you want guys to do. Bob always said, come in and try to steal a jersey, and Orts did a unbelievable job, which didn't surprise anybody. I mean, he's been playing great in the American League, so we just want him to go back down there and instead of having that dip, just keep getting better. But he usually does. I mean, that's one thing about Ortio. He's a competitive guy and he's very confident in his abilities, so I expect him to kind of take off. I don't think he's going to play tonight, though.
Yeah, and I guess there's part of it, too. It's the you play the psychologist a little bit. You have to really instill in him that you were happy and that he is going back, but obviously he would rather be here. And if he'd have won that last game in Anaheim, I don't know if that changes anything, but you don't want all of a sudden for him to go a little bit sideways because maybe he felt like he was here to stay all of a sudden, and now he finds himself back in the A.
I didn't talk to him when he went down, but, from all the conversations, he understood. I mean, he knew we had three goalies and, the situation, even if he won, he was going back. I mean, that was just going to be that was just the plan from the beginning. So, that's the way you have to do it. Kari's feeling fine. So once he came back and we felt comfortable he's going to be there, there's no point of keeping three goalies, especially a young guy like Orts, if he's not going to play and they want to get Hiller and Rommel back in net and get him feeling better. They feel like they've had a rest now. And, hopefully they just take off too. I mean, that's the goal. You're always like, hey, you just want whichever goalie to be kind of rolling and run with him for a while. And that's what, that's what Bob's been doing all year.
Craig Conroy, assistant GM of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Craig, the other two, Tyler Watherspoon came up because Ladislav Schmid left a little early before the All-Star break on the IR. He also just had twins. Clearly, that's a good time to get Watherspoon up for insurance. And Granlund was set to go down before the recall necessitated him back before he could even leave last time. Do you anticipate those guys will be back with the club by Tuesday?
You know what? I mean, they could be, depending upon, what happens down here with the games and injuries. But I do see at least one of them coming back. I mean, the one thing with Granlund, like, if he's going to be in the lineup, then we, you know, we got to evaluate where Glennie's at. When it's Glennie's coming back, then that's, you know, then it'll be a different story. But I would assume bringing a D back would be the first thing that we do. That would be, you know, but you never know. Smeedy could say, hey, I'm good to go. You never know with guys. They all want to play. They're competitive. So after the break here, when everybody's back, we'll, you know, we very easily could, you know, we're going to get to read before, obviously, Tuesday. But once we do, then that'll make the decision for us, really.
We were talking about the surprises on this roster yesterday, and Boomer made a great point. He said, look, like, a lot of the guys that are on this team really had fantastic camps and won a job out of the gates. Two of the guys that didn't have that opportunity were Tyler Watherspoon and Emile Poirier due to injury. What have the scouting reports looked like from their return to the lineup and as they've progressed later in the year than everyone else who had that start at camp?
You know, I think it takes a while. I mean, especially for Tyler, you know, with the second shoulder surgery, that kind of set him back. I mean, obviously his game's coming along, and just like last year, it took him until just about Christmas to kind of really get going, feel comfortable with the pro game. And I think his game's gotten much better over the last 2 or 3 weeks. And Poirier, I enjoy watching Poirier. I'll be honest. Like, I'm down there. He's just got great speed. He's naturally offensively gifted. I mean, that's what when I watch him, I think it's just the little details. I mean, Ryan's working with him a ton away from the puck and in his D-zone coverage. If he can, once he figures that out, you know, he's going to be a very good NHL player. I mean, there's no doubt. It's just a matter of when to bring him up. I mean, Boomer, you know how I am. I always want to bring these guys up.
I know, buddy.
Come up.
Yeah.
But, you know, with the team playing so well and everybody winning, I mean, everybody's doing their job. I mean, guys are hanging on to their jobs and they don't want to let go. And, you know, that's great because that's the competition we've been talking about. Maybe we haven't had in the years in past. And, you know, it's kind of showing, hey, we're winning games. We're in the playoff hunt. Things are good, so, but at some point, yeah, I'd love to get Emile up there and show everybody in Calgary what he can do.
I know that you guys would have had your pro scout meetings, or at least it's a common, just an ongoing dialogue. Are you doing much in that respect right now, looking, scouting other NHL teams to see what's there? Are teams calling you, and then by virtue of that, then you're having to go and do a little bit of homework with the trade deadline coming up in a way quickly here? I just wonder where you're at with that.
You know what? Brad's really proactive in this. Like, he makes more calls to other GMs than anybody. You know, I mean, Jay was more, I think he would kind of, he'd make his calls more routinely, where Brad's almost every day he's on the phone talking to different teams. You know, he sees, hey, they have an injury in the position. He calls, you know, is there a fit for us? Is there anything we can do? But the one thing, he's very patient, where he's not going to, he said, hey, just because we're not going to sell the farm, because we really thought this was year two of the rebuild. So, you know, we're talking about rebuilding. We don't want to give up any assets. Yeah. We don't want to give up any young assets for rental players. So, I mean, it's going to be a limited market for us, I think, where if there's something out there, a deal for us to get younger and to get a younger guy, that would work. But I don't see us going out renting older players to try to make this push, at least. Not rentals.
And is there, at the same time, is there a concern with how well the team has played? They've put themselves now at the break in the second and final wild card spot, that if you trade something away for a younger player that's, okay, maybe, you know, 2-3 years down the road, this is going to be a great trade for us. Do you worry about sending a message in the room that it's like you're throwing in the towel, and then maybe that affects how things have been rolling?
Well, I mean, there's always that concern. But, you know, with that said, I think you're trying to, you know, if it's the right deal and we feel comfortable, then you have to make it. I mean, yeah, because you really are looking. I mean, if anyone, myself included, would have said, hey, we're going to have the eighth spot, 46 games in, we're going to be right there battling Vancouver and San Jose are in grasp, like a couple wins and we're there. And we lost eight or nine, we lost all those games in a row. I was like, that's where you kick yourself, because you're thinking the Buffalo game, we had the lead, you know, Toronto, we thought we should have had Toronto. You know, I mean, every team can do it, but, you know, that's what kind of sets us back. But that's the one thing, our young guys have played so well. And even the young guys, I mean, we won all those games early when the Svens, the Ferlands, you know, all the Granlund, all these young guys are in the lineup. So, I mean, I think that gives us a little bit of, you know, in the back of our mind, that makes us feel much better. Hey, we feel comfortable. We can bring any of these young guys up. And when they're up, we were winning. So you know, if there's an opportunity to get a guy we like, we got to jump at it.
Craig, thanks, man. Always fun talking to you. Appreciate it on short notice. Keep busy, stay in touch, and we'll do it again soon.
Okay, guys, we'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.